You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
The following message was presented by Dr. Dale Meyer on the Lutheran Hour. It's titled, Your Introduction to Cloudology. Now here is Dr. Meyer.
His life seemed so dark that he tried suicide. When Ron Hagee was 17 years old, a surfing accident left him a quadriplegic. He describes the dark day when he tried to end it all. I began to think that my life was no longer worth living and racked my mind for a way I could make a permanent exit. It's impossible to take a drug overdose or slash my wrists without help, I thought, going down the list of possibilities. There was no place I could get to without help where I could throw myself off a cliff. Hanging was out of the question. Who would I get to tie the noose? Then it came to me. Maybe I can drown myself. Yes, that's it. The first time Dad leaves me in the shower alone, I'll put an end to everybody's misery. When Dad rolled me into the shower Saturday morning, I was committed. He turned on the warm water, adjusted the shower head, and asked if I was all set. Sure am, I said with the cheeriest voice I could muster. When he left, I tilted my head back, inhaled deeply, and repeatedly sucked water into my lungs. Thinking about it now, I guess it was a pretty silly way to try to kill myself, but at the time, I was seriously looking for a way out. Thinking about it now, he wrote, today Ron Hagee is alive and well. Yes, he's confined to a wheelchair, but he leads as active a life as anyone does. The passage that I just read comes from his book, Life is an Attitude, A Tragedy Turns to Triumph, published by Multnomah Press. It's an inspiring book. I thoroughly appreciated reading it. The book is a real-life illustration of one of Ron's favorite verses, Philippians 4:13, I can do everything through Christ who strengthens me. Ron writes, never again did I consider suicide a viable option. Instead, I focused on my grandmother Buckmaster's philosophy. On one of her visits, I asked, Grandma, how did you raise 9 children with so little money and without losing your sanity? She looked at me with a twinkle in her eyes. I did it one day at a time, Ronnie. One day at a time. And that's what you've got to do now. Don't look back. Don't worry about tomorrow. Just take it one day at a time. Ron Hagee made it through the dark days. My message is that you can make it too. Did you ever do a Bible study on clouds? I'm not talking about studying clouds in school, learning about stratus and cirrus and cumulus clouds. Have you ever studied clouds in the Bible? I did. And I'm going to share a series of messages on clouds in the Bible. Cloudology is the word I coined for this series of messages. After each of these messages, you'll be able to look at clouds and be reminded of some great gospel truths. Today's introduction to cloudology teaches that God is close, ready to help, ready to give you hope. 3 verses from Exodus 19. 2 months after the Israelites left Egypt, they came to the desert of Sinai. The Lord said to Moses, I am coming to you in a storm cloud, so that the people will hear me speaking with you and will always believe you. On the morning of the second day, there was thunder and lightning with a heavy cloud over the mountain. In the next chapter, God gives the 10 commandments. And then we read this, all the people heard the thunder and saw the lightning. They heard the blast of the ram's horn and saw the mountain covered with smoke. So they shook with fear and stood at a distance. Then they said to Moses, "You speak to us, and we will listen. But don't let God speak to us, or we will die." Moses answered the people, "Don't be afraid. God has come only to test you, so that you will be in awe of him and won't sin." The people kept their distance, while Moses went closer to the dark cloud where God was. God was in the cloud. Why was God in the cloud? Paging further in the book of Exodus, we read in chapter 33 that Moses asked if he could see God's glory. Now, you would think that if anyone had earned the right to see God's glory, it would have been Moses, this great servant of God and leader of Israel. Exodus 33, verses 18 through 20. Then Moses said, "Please, let me see your glory." The Lord said, "I will let all my goodness pass in front of you, and there I will call out my name, the Lord. I will be kind to anyone I want to. I will be merciful to anyone I want to. But you cannot see my face, because no one may see me and live." No one can see the face of God and live. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 31 says, "Falling into the hands of the living God is a terrifying thing." So why was God in the cloud? The cloud on Mount Sinai teaches how good and kind and merciful God is to us sinners. In that cloud, God hid his glory. In that cloud, God revealed himself, but he did not reveal himself in a way that would cause the death of the sinners gathered around the mountain. He is indeed good, kind, and gracious, just as he told Moses. Ezekiel 18, verse 32 says, "I don't want anyone to die," declares the Almighty Lord. And did you notice where the cloud settled? The cloud of divine glory did not settle on Mount Everest or Denali or Pikes Peak. It settled on Mount Sinai. The cloud appeared where the people were. Rabbi Abraham Heschel wrote a book titled, "God in Search of Man." That's the way it is in the Bible. God comes to people. That's the ultimate source of help and hope when you are experiencing dark and cloudy days. I'm not speaking now about meteorology. I'm speaking figuratively here. Every soul has its dark, cloudy days when help and hope seem distant. Sometimes help and hope seem so distant that the thought of a permanent end to your problems might flash through your mind as it flashed through Ron Hagee's mind. When you are tempted to think that way, know that God is searching for you. God comes to you. He does not come to you in a cloud, as he did back in Exodus. Today he comes as a man who thoroughly understands your dark days, a man who had plenty of them himself. He comes as a man who is also the Son of God. God comes to you in his Son, Jesus of Nazareth. In John 6, 46, Jesus speaks about himself. "No one has seen the Father," he says. "Only the one who is from God has seen the Father." In John 8:38, Jesus says, "What I'm saying is what I have seen in my Father's presence." And in John 14, verse 9, Jesus makes this bold assertion, "The person who has seen me has seen the Father." Jesus Christ knows clouds. I'm talking about more than the dark days, those gloomy times when we have no pleasure. Oh, Jesus knew them. He was rejected by his hometown of Nazareth. He was shaken when his relative John the Baptist was murdered for telling the truth. He knew that there was a conspiracy to kill him. Oh, like all of us, Jesus knew dark days. But when I say that Jesus knows clouds, I mean he has experienced the terror of the divine cloud. He put himself into the hands of the living God. While the people of Israel were afraid that they would die at Mount Sinai, they lived. At Mount Calvary, Jesus Christ did die, and he died so that we might live. The Son of God fell into the hands of the living God, so that you and I can live. And not just live, but live with the knowledge that God is for us, not against us. St. Paul writes in 2 Corinthians, God was using Christ to restore his relationship with humanity. He did not hold people's faults against them, and he has given us this message of restored relationships to tell others. God had Christ, who was sinless, take our sin so that we might receive God's approval through him. The dark and cloudy days in your life are not punishment from God for what you have done wrong. Jesus Christ died for those sins. And he rose to life on Easter Sunday, not only so that you can struggle through life one day at a time, but he lives so that through his help and hope you can be assured of a brighter future. Yes, with him, your future will be brighter. This is a great theme throughout the Bible. Many centuries after God told the people at Mount Sinai not to be afraid, he said it again through the prophet Isaiah. Do not be afraid, because I have reclaimed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you go through the sea, I am with you. When you go through rivers, they will not sweep you away. When you walk through fire, you will not be burned, and the flames will not harm you. I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. Do not be afraid, because I am with you. Isaiah chapter 43. In John 14, verse 27, Jesus says, Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. And in the last book of the Bible, we read that the glorified Jesus appeared to John in a vision. The following words become even more poignant. When we remember that the people at Mount Sinai were afraid that they would die because of the appearance of God. In Revelation 1, verses 17 and 18, John writes, When I saw him, I fell down at his feet like a dead man. Then he laid his right hand on me and said, Don't be afraid. I am the first and the last, the living one. I was dead. But now I am alive forever. I have the keys of death and hell. Ron Hagee closes his book with this reflection. When I was a teenager, being paralyzed wasn't a part of my plans for the future. I had expected to serve the Lord as a football star, traveling the country to give my testimony as a Christian athlete. But God gives us what we need, not always what we want. I have had a good life. I have Christy, my wife, and the Lord, and they keep me going. I can truly say with the psalmist, I will sing to the Lord because he has been good to me. When the gloomy days threaten to oppress you, know that God is close, close to give you help and close to give you hope for a brighter future. St. Paul says in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6, Our message is not about ourselves. It is about Jesus Christ as the Lord. The same God who said that light should shine out of darkness has given us light. For that reason, we bring to light the knowledge about God's glory which shines from Christ's face. We pray, Dear God, you have taught us to see you in the face of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ. We pray that you draw near to us and to all people, especially in the dark and cloudy days of life. Let us not despair, but rather draw from your presence the help and hope that will sustain us day to day as you lead us toward the ever brighter future you have prepared for us through Jesus Christ. In his name we pray, amen.
Thanks for listening. We pray you've been blessed by hearing this message. This has been a presentation of Lutheran Hour Ministries.